Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming up, your phone calls and Benjamin Netanyahu talking about the explosion, talking about that facility. Sometimes the news clips just speak for themselves. Here's Biden.
President, your opponent in this election, President Trump, has made your mental state a campaign topic. And when asked in June if you'd been tested for cognitive decline, you've responded that you're constantly tested in effect because you're in situations like this on the campaign trail. But please clarify specifically, have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about. Did you watch that? Look, come on, man. I know you're trying to goad me, but, I mean, I'm so forward-looking to have an opportunity to sit with the president or stand with the president in debates. There's going to be plenty of time.
But all
and by the way, as I joke with him, you know, I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say something I probably shouldn't say. Anyway, I am very willing to let the American public judge my physical, mental, my physical as well as my mental fitness, and to make a judgment about who I am.
The entertainment value of watching these people crash and burn is delicious.
Get off of my porch!
Can you tell Jackie?
Developing today, the husband of L.A. County D.A. Jackie Lacey is facing charges following this March 2nd incident. Black Lives Matter protesters knocked on the door, and David Lacey answered it while waving the gun.
Eat their own.
California Attorney General's office is in charge of the case due to the conflict of interest. He's been charged with three counts of assault with a firearm. Jackie Lacey later apologized, saying that her husband was acting out of fear after she had received death threats.
When people first started talking about diversity, I was a little apprehensive. But when I realized it just meant hiring a bunch of different colors of people who agree with me, I was all in.
Every job should be 50% women.
Well, I don't know if every job.
You got a problem with diversity, Osama?
No, I'm just saying that.
Anyone else here have a problem with diversity?
There's no biological difference between men and women.
Very diverse guys, great work.
I pledge to fill every position other than mine with the most diverse staff of people who agree with me in the history of Silicon Valley.
Big tech needs to censor speech more.
All right, let's tweet another picture of the staff.
Actually, let me get in the middle of this puppy. Camera 3, say I'm with her. We have black guys that hate Trump, brown guys that hate Trump, Asians that hate Trump, women that hate Trump, LGBT who hate Trump. Our main export at Diversity Corp is the right opinion, but said by a black guy.
Russiagate.
Yeah, just do the other one too, if you don't mind.
Oh, scientists should never be questioned.
Didn't even ask my resume. He asked my 23andMe and my plus on Trump.
My interview was just him asking me if I had ever had sex with a woman.
Hey, what does a plus stand for in LGBT? You think we get like a plus that hates Trump?
I was like, yeah, I made out with a chick once in college. And then he said, okay, that's good enough.
Okay, Twitter just hired 4 new chick coders, and I'm thinking we need to up the heat with a new slogan. Any ideas?
What about we don't make anything, but we are multicultural doing it.
Code that wasn't written by the white devil.
Lesbo, you have any ideas?
No, I wouldn't really classify myself as gay.
We take pride in our work. Hey, can we get a Colombian coder? You know, I make it look easy, but it takes a lot of effort to put together a broad group of people with the exact same stance on every social and political issue.
Beauty is a social construct.
Not sure what we do here, to be honest. Mainly brag about diversity on social media.
You know what I like about you too is how different you are.
We're actually pretty similar, man.
Every morning he gives us a list of what he calls the right opinions.
Revealing net neutrality will end the world.
I'm pretty sure they did repeal that.
Diversity is our strength. Larry, have a seat, please. What's this I hear about you liking an Andrew Dice Clay tweet?
Yes, my favorite comedian.
You're fired.
On Lebanon, you called this an attack. Are you confident that this was an attack and not an accident?
Well, it would seem like it based on the explosion. I've met with some of our great generals, and they just seem to feel that it was. This was not a some kind of a manufacturing explosion type of event. This was a seems to be, according to them, they would know better than I would, but they seem to think it was a attack. It was.
The BBC is state-run media in the UK, and they've come out with a detailed article that's linked on Infowars.com saying you will have to have forced inoculations multiple times a year to be able to travel. Robots will scan you when you land. You will have a digital tattoo under your skin to be able to enter the country, but it's going to be so easy and so cool and so fun. The Microsoft website now officially has announced the digital tattoo. We exposed this 6 months ago, how Bill Gates was funding it, and they had hundreds of news articles attacking us saying it wasn't true. This is a tactic they use. First they announce it, we say it's a bad idea, they say that's crazy, we didn't do it. They introduce the idea to you, then they come back and announce it again, thinking you have no memory. This is a criminal takeover. This is the line in the sand. We must say no. We must expose the fraud of COVID-19 that this entire house of evil is built on. I'm Alex Jones. Never surrender to tyranny. Infowars.com.
Gentlemen, into hour number two, we're going to go to every caller that is on the board. David and John and Carlos and Joe and Wild and Nicholas and Mike and Brandon and Jim and Craig. I am Alex Jones, your host. And while the news is insane, we'll be covering a lot of it, but I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a second. But this is not broken in the news yet. So I've asked some of the intrepid writers at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com to put this out. Turns out in 2018, the ongoing Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, talked about Iran and Hezbollah building missiles at a factory in Beirut and supplying Hezbollah with the missiles hitting Israel. And they went on to say that they were going to destroy the ambitious project, warning the enemies to be careful. Now, that's ABC News. We've got the media making fun of Trump for saying he talked to the generals and they said it looks like somebody targeted and blew it up. Well, they have the satellites, folks, and guaranteed that was being looked at the time. And so they can see the signature I'm sure had intel. And so Trump knows that they're going to say, oh, Trump's full of it, later it'll come out that Israel probably blew it up. There were a bunch of explosions a few weeks ago in Iran at weapons facilities. Remember, Netanyahu also showed it at the UN and talked about it. Now, when Trump says, looks like somebody blew this up, the generals tell me, he didn't just say that unless they told him that. But let's go ahead and hear from Benjamin Netanyahu 2 years ago.
Hezbollah. Listen to this. Hezbollah is deliberately using the innocent people of Beirut as human shields. They've placed three of these missile conversion sites along Beirut's international airport. Here's a picture that's worth 1,000 missiles. Here's Beirut's international airport. Here's the first missile site. It's in the Uzai neighborhood, on the water's edge, a few blocks away from the runway. Here's the second site. It's underneath a soccer stadium. That's the soccer stadium. Two blocks away. And here's the third site. It's adjacent to the airport itself, right next to it.
Okay, so I would look at Israel as being who's behind this. And, of course, no one is saying that. No one is talking about that because Israel is so politicized. Whether you're for Israel or against Israel or neutral in Israel, Israel has a long history of blowing up nuclear reactors, weapon sites, conventional bomb sites, in the Middle East, whether it be in Iran, whether it be in Iraq, whether it be in Lebanon, whether it be in Syria, whether it be in Egypt. And so I think it's fair to say, yeah, let's roll that again when it first explodes, that huge shockwave, that Israel probably detonated a missile or had somebody put a bomb in there. And you see the first explosion go off. It looks like a nuclear explosion. And then once it causes a chain reaction with all of the explosives inside that facility, you can see it setting off. Whatever it hits some smaller munitions at first. They start popping off. And then, ba-boom! Chain reaction, baby. It hit the actual plastic explosives locker where they're taking the raw explosive and putting it into the missiles. And it's major. And they said that was, what, 1,000 times bigger than the West Texas, wasn't in West Texas, the name was West Fertilizer Company up by Waco, north of Waco. And that thing killed a whole bunch of people and devastated things for miles around. Imagine 1,000 times more powerful. So, headline, Israel's fingerprints all over Beirut explosion. Or Benjamin Netanyahu threatened to bomb Beirut missile site in 2018. As he goes on, I remember Aaron, that speech of the UN he gave, and he said, it's in the news. He said, I'm warning you, you better stop. Well, 2 years later, it's been hit, and it's not even in the media that he did that. Listeners sent us emails. Rob Dugo sent the emails all day long, and the listener pointed that out, so I'm glad we got a tip. You've sent those to showtipsinfowars.com. So there you go. Okay, I'm done for now. It just went viral. Let's go ahead. That article's going up on Infowars.com very, very soon. Netanyahu threatened to target weapons site in 2018. I guess the article is out now. That's not the headline I gave, but whatever, I gave up. Netanyahu warned of Hezbollah missile site in Beirut warehouse. 2018 footage of Israeli Prime Minister services after tragedy. I mean, Netanyahu threatened, you can read the articles, there's transcripts, threatened to attack it. But it's okay. You know, we have articles out. I love the crew, they're great, but it's kind of like evident, it seems that they're counting flu deaths as COVID deaths. No, they officially admit they are 6 months ago, and it's in all the graphs. And I see headlines. We always like, oh, it seems. We want to be journalists. We always want to not be sure. It seems that sick people were sent into nursing homes against regulations, and it killed them. No, it happened. It happened. Yeah, there it is. Fox News. It's nothing against the crew. I'm just to do everything on air now, all communication this way. Because, you know, I see headlines out there like, not just from us, like, you know, Epstein claimed he helped found the Clinton Foundation. No, he was on record doing it. You know, some claim Bill Gates was staying with Jeffrey Epstein. No, he's photographed. He's on record doing it. They were in business together. And so all I'm saying is the globalists keep us in this position where we're always like, you know, there's a world government. Well, we say there's not. Dun-dun-dun. Do what the world government says. And we're always just like arguing with them if the world government exists or not. Or arguing with them if convicted pedophiles are running drag queen story time where it's all on record. And we never get to, hey, you're lying. We know what you're doing. You're in trouble. You know, the left says abolish the police department. How about we abolish their leftist programs? How about we abolish their agencies, their groups that have destroyed society? How about we cut off all their funding for the homeless that just pays them to be on drugs and lay around all day? How about we set the narrative? How about we go on the offensive? I may put in like a computer program into our servers where we can't even say the word seems. You know, the left's banning all these other terms. It doesn't seem, it doesn't appear. We're under martial law. They're now tightening the tourniquet around our neck. They're strangling us. The noose is going around our neck. And now they're announcing permanent lockdowns and checkpoints and enforceable injections and world government. And I sit there and I tell people this.
like Steven Crowder today. I'm looking at him and I'm talking to him, interviewing him, and he's interviewing me, and I go, you know, Bill Gates does have companies developing injectable microchips to make sure you're vaccinated. But then he knows Bill Gates has come out and said that's not true. Well, that's what they do. They go, hey, here's the companies. We're going to do it officially. MIT, Rice University, Google, all of it. But then they go, oh, Bill Gates doesn't want you to have chips under the skin. And then USA Today the next day goes, you're going to have a chip under your skin. And then we play this game where we're always like stuck in gear, in and out of gear. It's all mind control. It doesn't work on me. Other than pissing me off. And that's why they question and attack. I've always noticed media matters. I can say the sky is blue, and they'll have this whole article. Jones is completely discredited saying the sky is blue. I'm saying that fish live in the ocean. No such thing. Because they have to take whatever's popular and true and known, 2 + 2 = 4, and say it doesn't to confuse people so everyone's scared to say 2 + 2 = 4. Over and 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 over. Instead of us just speaking the truth, laying it out, we're all
Debt is a significant concern among millennials, Gen Xers, and boomers alike. While not saving more for retirement is still their biggest regret. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. Diane Gallagher is the company's vice president.
Despite these similarities, nearly half of the millennials in our survey expect their standard of living in retirement to be better than their current situation, while one-third of the boomers think that it will instead be worse.
To learn more, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My eyes are blind, but I can see. The sun no longer sets me free. Look at these headlines. Europe pushing for more lockdowns despite beating back COVID-19. Well, because there's record numbers, because almost all the tests are fake. They admit that, but it doesn't care. The shifting of goalposts reveals the lockdowns aren't just about the virus. No, they're about permanent control and martial law. NYC to impose COVID checkpoints to enforce quarantine order. It's all on InfoWars.com. Meanwhile, survey, Americans think coronavirus has killed 30 million people in the U.S., 225 times higher than actual figure. And I guess you just cynically decide to hate all these people and you just start feeding on them. I just can't do that. But then I've got to engage all these dumbed-down idiots being led by psychotic globalist killers. And I don't want to say I'm depressed. I'm not depressed. I'm so pissed that I'm not just saying this. I'm going to leave. You know, I tried to take off a few weeks here and there, but I didn't really take off. And it's not that I can't handle the news. It's just that maybe I'll go out the street. Maybe I'll go over to the W and protest where the mayor lives. Maybe I'll go to Bart Springs and climb over the fence without doing a COVID-19 test and swim in the creek. Maybe I'll just physically go out there and not submit to these people and do reports on the street. And I can sit here and just read the chronicle of the takeover of civilization and pure evil by psychotics that are out to get everybody. But really, you watch the public getting into their own enslavement and all the lazy neuroticness of people unable to get anything done. And it just makes me wonder, man, why doesn't God just kill us all? See, here's the deal. Bill Gates plays God, so he thinks we need to be killed because we're such lazy scum. But he's worse than us. So I would respect him if he slit his own throat, blew his own head off on national television. But he doesn't do that. He's horrible, degenerate, filthy, lying, anti-human piece of trash, one of the worst examples of our people, and then he looks at us and hates us because he hates himself. I don't hate people. I'm just sick of all day knowing about this stuff and watching how ridiculous it gets. And that babbling, brain-dead, dumbass lawyer, Joe Biden, stumbling around emblematically, that's what rules over us. With all these candy-ass butt-kissers that sit there and play along with this lunatic asylum. All right, listen. I made you hold long enough. I said I was going to take calls. I want to hear from you. I thank you. You thank me. Let's dispense with the pleasantries. Let's just get to your point. And here's the thing I've been going through with this Telos phone system for years. So don't. Today's going to be a new day. When I go for a caller, when I say their name, we hit the button. And it goes, psh, so they don't hear me saying their name. So the new thing I'm going to do is I'm going to say their name once, and then I'm going to say it again, and we go to it the second time. And we are going to defeat this. Oh, we can just defeat this one thing. I love calls. The part I hate is the connecting with them. And the hello, hello, hello. So we're going to do this right now. We got Jim, we got Brandon, we got Mike, we got Nicholas, we got Wild, we got Joe, we got Carlos, we got John, we got David. I love Carlos. He's a longtime regular caller. I'm going to stop bitching and be a whiny ass. Maybe I just won't be here for a few weeks. Maybe I'll just quit and leave. I'm serious. I'm up. Man, I tell you, I don't want to be around it anymore. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I watched your program on Saturday, very special program with Dr. Pashenik, and very important, very relevant. And there was an aspect of his conversation which I wanted to address with you today, and also to provide solutions, because that's what is really needed. I will take about 30 seconds to read something that is familiar, but which has four little words at the end, and which are very short words, but they're very important, and they're addressed specifically to President Trump. It reads like this: I do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I am about to enter. So help me God. Two letters, four letters, two letters, and three letters. The so help me God means that if you betray the words that you have just uttered beforehand, freely, without any mental reservation and purpose of evasion, then you, sir, are in the domain of the President of the United States of America. And you, madam, sir, who took office, cannot deny the protection of the American people, lest the President of the United States remind you, so help you God.
And so has Trump faithfully executed the office to which he swore before God?
All the people, all the governors, people that have said that you cannot do this, they won't do this, that they will not protect the American people, forcing the president to threaten to bring in the military who are not fulfilling their office 80 days before an election, who are playing around with the voting rights of Americans, personal, one person, one vote, personal representation, put your signature, you're John Hancock.
Yeah, we're having our whole birthright, no matter what color we are. We're being robbed right now. That's why I'm pissed.
Exactly. And that is why they're entering the domain of the four little words in that oath. There is a governor in Illinois, Governor Jay Pritzker, who said, oh, no, you cannot bring the military here. No, no, no way. We're not going to have that. Believe me, the president has every authority to do it. It's called the Insurrection Act, and it requires that.
And by the way, what the Democrats and the globalists are doing is insurrection against the country. Well, Jones is for martial law. They've already created their own martial law. They're ignoring the law. They're ignoring the Constitution. That's martial law. So the president needs to come back in and enforce the Bill of Rights right now.
Exactly. So it is because, as I think I mentioned to you before, and, you know, Dr. Pashenik failed to, I think, not failed, but he didn't mention something very important. And that is that what's happening to the United States today, you and I discussed this before, is being conducted by the interests of international financiers who do not care what happens to destroy a country at all, as long as the country depends and comes back hat in hand.
Stay there, Carlos. It's not that they don't care. They want to destroy you and make you dependent. They want to destroy real economies. This whole COVID thing is about destroying people that are self-sufficient. That's what this is. We're all learning to go under welfare right now.
That is right. And if you remember, the Senate was given a very, very good warning about this by Paul Warburg, an international financier.
Yeah, let's talk about that when we come back. Two more minutes, Carlos. We really appreciate you calling. Carlos is a smart cookie. About the place we're at in society and history. And again, folks, I apologize if I get down on air. The show's not an act. The media says it's an act. It's the opposite of that. What you see on air is what's going on, okay? And I'll try to tough it out. I get in a nasty mood, and I apologize. It's just, I'm really pissed. I know you are, too. And I'm at my breaking point, man. I'm telling you. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm really, really proud of the Dr. Jones Naturals Activated Charcoal, naturally fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste. And if you don't know what activated charcoal does, ladies and gentlemen, it naturally, in a clean way, strips away the toxins, the impurities, the plaque, and it doesn't damage the enamel. That's really important.
Support the InfoWar.
Buy it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Or go directly to drjonesnaturals.com for an entire line of new cutting-edge products with the power to make your life better.
Support the InfoWar.
This cleans them up beautifully, does an incredible job, but doesn't damage your teeth and itch. I believe you're going to like this as much as the other toothpaste, maybe even more. Over a year ago, I tried charcoal toothpaste at a major brand and thought it was amazing. And I went to my dad, and people said, I would like to put out a charcoal toothpaste that doesn't have all the silicate and all these fillers in it. Very strong toothpaste. You've never used anything like it. Get yours at InfoWarStore.com right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Trained to put up, be enslaved, never kids killed right in front of us. Governors brag about keeping babies alive and taking their organs. And the good news is we've been very blessed to have InfoWars. We've been very blessed to counter the globalists. But man, there's nothing like seeing the sheep and their mask. And there's nothing like, I was out at like 6 a.m. this morning going for a hike. And I was driving to where I was going to go on the Greenbelt. And I saw people in neighborhoods where there's no one out at 6 a.m. in the morning, and I'm drinking coffee driving, and there's like a guy with a mask on and his dog, and there's no one out for like 2 miles. And then I see another person wearing a mask in the dark. You can say, well, just let them wear their mask. No, it's all about the lie. It's all about the lockdown. It's about the contact tracing. It's about the digital tracking. It's about the forced inoculation. And then, you know, the Clintons run the contact tracers and get the money. Like,
Texas gave billions of dollars to a company that part of it goes to Bill Clinton. My tax money, Governor Abbott gave it to a Google company that gives part of the money to Chelsea Clinton. And it's just like, you can't get them out of your lives, man. So, you know, we've just gone too far. We've gone too far putting up with this politically. And I'm not saying we should offensively get violent, but my brain and my genes, my cells are saying kill, 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 kill. I mean, they're killing us. Bill Gates is coming with a weapon to kill us slowly and laugh about it. I mean, he's on TV laughing how it's going to make us sick and laughing how we're in a depression, and it pisses me off, and you need to get pissed. I don't care what he does to me. I just want him off of our back. I don't even want harm against Bill Gates because he doesn't exist. He's a gateway to hell. He's a wormhole. He's a crack in the fabric of time that a demon is looking through. That's all he is. He's already judged. He's already done. But you need to reject him, because when you submit to him, you become him. And that's just it. I feel the people separating right now and dividing ourselves. And that's why they try to make it about sex or race or where you're from, because that's all they've got, because they know it's really a spiritual thing. We should be positive and thank God. We should just pray and put it on God. I tell myself that. I'm not preaching at you. That's why I talk about myself on air. Because, I mean, all the way I know how to interface this is how I'm dealing with it. And I know you're dealing with it the same way. So I'm going to shut up. I said I'd go to your calls. I apologize. Getting callers on, I'm not getting everybody. I'm doing a little bit better job these days. But Carlos is making some great points. Solution, Trump has less than 12 weeks, 89 days left. What do you think, Carlos? Finish your points.
Well, I think that the president of the United States, it's now, this is entering the phase where now you're in the so help me God aspect of the oath of office that a lot of governors, congressmen, senators have taken. You cannot allow the individual person in the street to start thinking of effecting a citizen's arrest or taking the law in his or her own hands. This is past the point. This is where the President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, invoked the Insurrection Act in 1962, President Lyndon Johnson, President George Herbert Walker Bush did as well.
So these are giant problems that if the country doesn't act as a nation, it dies. It's a country-level event.
Yes. Well, you know, Black Lives Matter, the point has been made. Police brutality has been recognized. All the rest is poetry. What these people are doing is terrorism. The point's been made. How much are they going to hammer the nail to the ground? I mean, come on. It's finished. We understand. Police have gotten the message. How far do you want to take this? You're taking this now all the way to Stalin? Come on. Let's get real, okay? So I think it's time in the next 80 days where the American people, there's a very good line, you know, in the movie The Patriot, which a lot of Americans should watch soon. Mel Gibson is running up the hill. The flag falls. He picks it up. They're over the ridge. The British are winning. And he waves his flag to let everybody know, wait a second, it's not over until it's over. There's always the last few little words, so help me God. And at that point, it turns around and victory's there. Why? Because all of a sudden, running away from reality doesn't pay. There is that little virtue that defines the patriot, that defines America.
And I totally agree with you, and that's key what you said, that dropping the flag and running, people have gotten away forever with deserting responsibility and still living off what forebears put in the gas tank. Now it's all gone. Now running makes you less safe. I think people now are starting to realize that's why I'm physically, like, constantly can't stop thinking about what am I going to do physically. And I'm not saying I'm going to do something violent. I'm saying my body is like, I need to go out and confront people. I need to get really aggressive, Carlos. My cells are like just like driving me to do something.
Well, when you have communist agitators, these people, these people were spoken about three years ago, when they were invited to do what they did in Ukraine. They came. You know, what surprises me is that they haven't yet started putting snipers on roofs and killing people like they did in Kiev. But let me tell you this, okay? It's the message clear now. The President of the United States has 80 days in which he has to remind people that this is the domain of which he's the president. He was given the mandate, the hammers of hell will fall on you unless you break faith with your oath and with your country. This is the domain, because this, what I see is essentially from President Obama onward, who basically said, oh, in 90 days, we're going to get rid of this fool. A constitutional professor saying that? Oh, please, give me a break. No, this is the moment of truth. And if President Trump is elected again, of course, I think he should be, at this stage of the game, he has to understand that the so help me God are the words that rule from his office onwards.
I agree with you, Carlos. Thank you so much for the call. I spent a lot of time with Carlos. Now we'll get to everybody. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Let's talk to David in California. Thanks for holding, David. I appreciate you.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Oh, man, I've never felt like this. I feel enraged. I feel sick. I feel angry. I just feel like war. It's a bad feeling.
Well, you're not alone in that fight. It's an honor to talk to you. I've been trying to talk to you for a while.
God bless you for putting up with me, brother. What's on your mind?
Oh, what's on my mind? First of all, I just want the listeners to know the reason why I started listening to you a few years back, about 6-7 years ago, was that the Holy Ghost led me to you. And the message was, the first words that I heard come out your mouth was that the goal in life is to have eternal life. And this is what I always known all my life. And this is what I always try to explain and spread the message and let people understand and let the Holy Ghost do the rest of the work. So I just want your listeners to know that's the reason why I listen to you. I was led to you by the Holy Ghost, so I know I'm in the right place.
Describe that process. What was that like?
That process is just when the Holy Ghost is speaking to you, it always gives this confirmation. And the confirmation was that when I heard about you and I said, well, let me check this guy out. Let me go onto YouTube and check him out. So when I first turned to you, the first thing I heard you say was that the goal in life is to have eternal life. That's my goal in life. And that's actually my goal in life. And I was just speaking in reference to what you were saying that day. And I knew I was in the right place because that's what I've experienced all my life. You have to be spiritually in tune with God. It's so much an honor to speak to you.
Honored to talk to you, sir. So what do you think is about to happen? Because everybody can tell we're at a major crossroads.
Yes, sir, we are. What's about to happen, what I think is we're basically like a few of your callers this past week has been calling in and saying that we basically have to go through this to get to heaven, to get to the great testament of men and women to see who's on the right side. You know, and if you're putting up with this, with all this evil stuff and the people who are putting up with this, they're going to be the ones who's going to be on the evil side. You know, as far as what we got to go through as spiritual and godly people, as knowing that what's to come, and understanding that and having to deal with that, and then fighting with the people that's not on our side, we just have to accept that and move on.
Powerful testimony, David. On the other side, tell us about your comments on vaccines and exposing lies and more calls. Everybody, please stay with us. Jim, Mike, Nicholas, Wild, Joe, and others.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans owe $21 billion in back rent. Up to half of small businesses that have closed will never reopen. It just makes me sick to watch them say it's COVID doing it when it's the lockdown that did it. And everything they have put out about it's been a lie. And then Dr. Gates decides who can be on the internet and who can't. We just wake up in this nightmare and it gets worse and worse. And I was downtown today. Stephen Crowder, we're going back to your calls right now. Back to David. And no one was around by the police station that they've announced they want to blow up, the city council, in the budget. And Owen pulls up the armored vehicle, going, USA, USA, as he pulls up. And it's like an empty street out there. And all of a sudden, these women boil out of the shadows, white women, and like wagons with dogs and stuff, and they go, F you and F America. And I'm like, but you live off America. Why do you want it to fail? She goes, F you. And all these homeless boil out and go, F America, F America. And I could have got out and got footage of it, but it was so sick that I just drove off and came to the office.
He was driving around, and he brought the car so I could get it. He left with the security guys. And it was just... It was the craziness of how... If you're an old person and you don't pay your income tax, they'll take your house and throw you out of your house. If you're a homeless person, you get all this free stuff, and then you hate the country. But it's homeless people didn't used to say, we hate America. The Democrats have successfully made it the operating system to know they're part of a foreign power. China ships them the fentanyl. Hollywood hates America. They're in the club. They're the winners. And now all these leftists and homeless people and weirdos know they're part of the team, like an army of zombies, to defecate everywhere and shoot up with needles. And then we're defeated by it. It's like an army of zombies. Joe Biden's a zombie. Hillary's a zombie. Maxine Waters is a zombie. Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi's a zombie. But it's on purpose. It's like, yeah, you think you're so strong? You're ruled by zombies. I mean, I was downtown, folks, and there were drug addicts laying on the ground with sores all over them. It smelled so bad. And it was like something out of a movie. They're like coiling around the corner, and there's feces everywhere. And it's just like, what happened to where I live? Overnight. Because the Democrats run the drugs. And they get the left to pass higher money for homeless. And they get that homeless check. And they take it and they sell them the fentanyl on top of it. The city council of Austin, except for one or two members, are drug dealing psychotic murderers. They caught them running human trafficking, you name it. I mean, that's all this is, folks, is a total criminal takeover. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm sorry. David in California, get into vaccines and what else you were talking about, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. First of all, I'm a black Trump supporter. Also, I'm an ex-felon. I'm from the area where you grew up at. I'm from Texas. I went to Westwood Junior High. I'm from Dallas, Texas, the Plano area. And like I said, it's an honor to speak with you. And also, I want to just speak about the vaccines a little bit. When I was incarcerated back in 2000 and 2001, I was not able to make parole unless I took the hepatitis A and B vaccine shot. And I was forced to take it. And I just want the listeners to know that before any vaccine is released to the public, it's always tested inside the penitentiary. I guarantee you right now, these people already have the vaccine for COVID-19 to make parole or before they release it out of the penitentiary in TDCJ facilities. I guarantee you. Also, to fight against this, where we at now about kids going to school, they can compare the numbers, the flu numbers, to kids being infected with the influenza influenza virus every single year. And just put those numbers up versus the fact of the 2019 and 2020 numbers, which it doesn't even add up. It doesn't make any sense because they're saying kids right now are still being infected by the flu. But what happened to the COVID-19? I don't understand how you guys are able to distinguish that, the difference.
It's all, that. Sir, you're absolutely right. I wish the American people were understood stuff like you do. They're saying this has an infection rate and death rate, three-quarters. It's one quarter of what the flu is, and that's with inflated numbers. And then they admit that they're counting all these other people that died of something else. I mean, it's just a giant fraud. It doesn't mean there isn't real pneumonia. It doesn't mean people don't really die. That's always happening. And so it's just crazy how they're saying it's never going to end. David, thank you so much. Good to hear from you. All right. Again, I really appreciate callers holding. Jim in Kentucky, then Mike and others. Jim, welcome, sir.
Yes, I'd like you to go ahead and throw away our cell phones. We don't need them. Get our landlines back. Go ahead and get rid of our computers. We don't need those. We'll go back old school. Old school's the only school. And then for you having your hate, you might want to take some yoga classes to understand the more angry they make you, the more they control you. There ain't no sense of getting mad. That ain't going to change nothing.
Sir, I know that. I agree with you. I pray to not get it. It's not even angry. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of looking at them. It's not even, it's disgust. How do I deal with disgust then?
Well, you got to just relax. You got to relax. You think clear, your body's under less stress when you relax.
No, I agree with you, but one reason we've been effective is I am upset and get people out of their comfort zone. There's got to be a balance because I mean.
And he was on the front line. I'll guarantee he was as cool as Joe Montana.
Who are you talking about?
Montana. George Washington, our founding father, when he was battling the British, and we kept losing and losing and losing. He didn't get mad, if you know what I mean? He kept cool. Like Joe Montana. Game looks like it's over, okay? Cool Joe's there. Joe doesn't get angry. Joe pulls it out. There was so many victories he had where it looked like it was impossible. You got to get that Joe Montana attitude. Stay cool.
Well, I do. I mean, I don't ever give up. I'm just particularly feel really nasty right now and really pissed off at these people. And I agree with you. I've got to somehow just give it to God and be cool about it because I can't let them eat me up. And I mean, here's the problem. They deserve to be dealt with physically for what they've done, but I know that they'll set it up and hurt us if we do that. What do you do when people are assaulting you, and Bill Gates is coming with a poison vaccine, and he admits it's going to hurt you, and we know a bunch of ignorant people are going to get hurt by it? I, as a man, and I've never been somebody that shoots my mouth about physical stuff, I'm being honest with the audience, I feel physically angry towards these people. I'm not hating them. I want to get them off our back. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, but if you get rid of your cell phone, then you don't have no Bill Gates. You get rid of your computer, you have no Bill Gates. You lose his control.
No, you're right. We have to, exactly. And it's a balance. Who's going to be on the grid and off the grid? I agree with you, though. This whole thing's a trap. Not the technology's bad. It's that they set it up as a trap, like a fish trap. Fish will swim into something to get food, but they're scared to swim out. It's psychological. And so now we're in the trap. What do we do?
You lived without the cell phone before the cell phone. Get your landline back, okay? No more cell phone. No more being tracked. You don't need to know or talk to anybody till you get home. They'll just wait like they did before.
Well, it was so fun, too. We talk about meetups, where we're going to meet on Saturday night or Wednesday night, or we'll meet at church, we'll meet at this hamburger place. It was fun because everyone was there, and that was the scene. And I'd have like a little notepad, even when I was a teenager. I had phone numbers of girls and stuff or whatever, but I knew hundreds of numbers. I mean, I knew hundreds of numbers, and now it does it all for you, and you're right. It all of it dehumanizes us.
Look at the couples that are fighting on the cell phones because they're talking to each other too much. A problem happens at home. The guy can't get home. He's got to work. Knowing that problem, it makes him angry.
No, you're absolutely right. It totally screws up couples that she tells you what's going on, and you tell her what's going on, and it just instead of, like, the fun of not seeing her till you get home and the mystery of it, you know?
And you can't take care of it until you get home anyway. That's the whole thing.
Well, you're a smart philosopher, Jim. What else should we do?
Well, I think if we go ahead and blow off Bill Gates and start protesting at Pfizer, start protesting at these places where the vaccines are being made, give them hell. We got a lot of people who are unemployed. Let's use those people as an army to protest at these positions. They won't know how to handle that. Protest at Pelosi's mansion. She won't know how to handle it. Protest at the problem where they're causing the problem. Let us take it to them now. They've been attacking us. Now it's time for us to attack full force.
Well, you don't sound too yogurt out now, brother, but I hear you. You're not hateful. You're not angry. You're just taking action. That's the spirit we have to have. You're damn right. You're absolutely right, brother. All right. We'll be right back. The next hour, more of your calls. I'm with Stroyer and Savannah Hernandez. We're taking butt in studio. And then another special guest.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.